Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with a vengeance. We are back indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself, with a glass of vodka in my hand. This is the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the sober one.
It is Santa Claus. Oh, wrong day, right? I think I got the wrong holiday.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, it's showing black. Good grief. Oh, whose voice did I just hear about that on the other side?
Hey, guys, it's Anitra. How are you?
Wow. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining in tonight, and happy Labor Day to everyone and to you and your family.
Thank you.
This is the unofficial end of summer, and we all tired. Some of us have been drinking, but guess what? The show must go on.
Of course.
And like I told you, it should be earlier, I'm in a mood to piss on some people. I mean, to piss some people off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
So let's get the show started. But, of course, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is 347-989-8402. I know I'm ready to do this right now. Guys, are you ready to piss some people off?
Yes, I am.
Of course. Yes,
ma'am. All right. Okay. For the first time on this show, we're going to talk about the same topic over again, because this has been going on for almost 2 weeks. And I talked to Sean Black. I'm like, I can't believe how hot and continuing Colin Kaepernick is. I'm like, people cannot stop talking about this. I'm like, what? Who is this guy? God now? It's like, out of all the things that's going on in this world, we worry about a man that's sitting down during the national anthem. So, we go back just a little bit about last week. We did talk about the concept of the national anthem, why he's against it. For almost a year, we talk about police brutality, the racism, the craziness that's been going on in this country. Sean, is there anything else to discuss about Colin Kaepernick and the protests that's going on? I'm like, am I missing something over here? I'm like,
well,
in other words, but before you start that, in other words, the reason why I brought this up is I think our priorities as a whole is screwed up. It's like, out of all the problems that we're going on right now, I know Nisha will say people are stupid.
But yes, but they are.
But it's like, out of all the problems, why are we focusing and talk about the subject about athlete, a football player who's made a statement, who's taking a stand or sitting down, in his case, against something that he's believing in? Like, why are we still talking about it?
Did another athlete do it? A soccer player did it.
Yeah. There was a soccer player that did that, Megan Rapinoe, who plays soccer. She was on the women's U.S. national team that won the World Cup last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to splinter off to other athletes that are starting to do it as well. To answer your question, Hot Rod, as far as why is this such a big hot topic, as I had explained to you earlier in the week, we had this discussion a couple days ago. And I remember telling you that the main reason why this is such a big case is that any time that you bring up anything that has anything to do with patriotism, where it has to do with the flag, even though Kaepernick and what he's trying to say has nothing to do with the troops, has nothing to do with the armed forces, has nothing to do with anybody that has served, the main thing about this whole deal is that anytime you say something about the flag, that is the first equation that people make. So, of course, he said something about the national anthem. He said something about what was going on with it. And because of his beliefs, which he has the right to protest because he lives in a country that is basically going to allow him to protest in his own way, as long as he's not doing anything destructive or is peacefully doing it and is not disrupting anyone, disrespecting anyone, he has a right to do so. But if you second you bring up the flag, you say something about the flag, this inherent patriotism that goes across the United States, across all genres and what happened in this country. And I think that's where it boils down to. That's why nobody can stop talking about it.
Well, okay, I understand that concept, Sean Black. But people are angry. I'm like, why are you getting angry? I'm like, Alicia go vouch for this. Social media exploded. With people on both sides, people that support him, people that's against him. People that support him understand that, in a way, I'm a supporter myself. Because the people that burn his jerseys, go angry, post all these videos about stuff, I don't think they really understand in general, or they jump to the conclusion of this. A man made a statement that he does not believe. Cool. But don't you have the right to stand up for what you don't believe in? Like, Anitra B is an atheist. She tells us all the time, I believe in God. But should I be upset with Anitra? Because she don't believe in what I believe?
And even more so, does that give me the right, because I don't agree with what you or Anitra believe in, to want to actually cause bodily harm to you because of it? Or to suggest that you should just move out of the country because of it? And that's the fundamental problem that we seem to have, is that everybody has the right to their own belief. The issue here is, do you have the right with your belief to, one, push it on someone else to the point where they're almost ready to inflict bodily harm? And that's where a lot of this has come from. Now, as far as Kaepernick goes, his main issue is all of the police brutality that's been going on, all of the racial strife that's been going on, the inequality that's been going on in the jobs market and all that. He's explained a lot of those things. And he did a better job explaining it after the last preseason game, because he sat down with the press and he spoke ad nauseum for about 15 minutes and actually was a little more clear at what he was trying to demonstrate. The issue is now that there are people that actually agree with Colin Kaepernick, and that irks a lot of people, especially a lot of those old school religious people, the old school, the ones that are for patriotism, that are for the flag, that are for the national anthem. So you're going to have that dichotomy of arguments between both sides, and then it's going to get even worse and worse because of social media.
Okay, but with social media, well, you know what? Let me throw this question to Anitra. What do you think about it, since you was not here last week? But don't say that you don't care. What do you honestly think about Colin Kaepernick and his rights?
I personally don't agree with what he did, but he had every right to do it.
Why? I think that's what it is. Why you don't agree with what he did? So you think you should stand up during the national anthem?
To me, that song means something. To me, at least, you know, it doesn't have to mean anything, you know, mean things to anybody, but to me it does. So, you know, I don't personally agree with what was done. I wouldn't have done it myself, but yes, has every right to do it. You know, it's his given right to stand up for what he believes in, and that's what he was feeling at the time, and that's what he did. There's nothing wrong with what he did. It's just, you know, a difference of opinion.
Yeah, but were you upset when you heard the news of that, what he did?
No, it didn't upset me. It was just,
Any discomfort at first?
I thought it was wrong. I mean, it's not something that I would have personally done myself or taught someone to, suggested someone to do, because I kind of don't see the point in doing something like that. But, I mean, like I said, he has the right to do it. That's kind of one of the things about, you know, being an American, being in this country, is that we may not agree with it, but he had every right to do it.
Okay, so Sean Black.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump said America is not great. Most people, yay. Colin Kaepernick say America is not really great. People boo him. Is there a difference?
It's a difference depending on who's doing the speaking and who's doing the listening. We know that. That goes without saying. And we know from Donald Trump and his side of the story, we know where he sits along all of this other stuff, which is he probably doesn't really care if it doesn't make him any money. And I find it actually laughable that Donald Trump went actually in a black church in Detroit the other day trying to drum up support and using that political point to try to get over in his campaign. Whereas Colin Kaepernick, who was trying his best to make sure that he is heard, is going to let everybody listen to what he has to say. Same message could be said by two different people and can be perceived in two different ways. And that's what the problem is. And
because of the color of his skin, I'm assuming, right?
Exactly. And here's the funny thing is everybody from both sides of the planet, it seems, have some sort of something to say about it, depending on who it is. And we've heard from the President of the United States, who was in China, and he talked about it briefly. And I'll give you another person that no one really thought about, and this is Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, Khalilah Camacho Ali, actually said something yesterday and said that Colin Kaepernick would be able to get his message across better if he would have communicated to her, and then they could speak over the phone and she could give him ideas on how to convey his message better. But here's her quote. She said, "If he's willing to get off of his high horse and humble himself, we could do a lot of good together. I would like to help him meet the groups that will help him fight, donate to charities of all people, not just minorities, because we cannot single out anyone anymore." So what a lot of people think is that Kaepernick came across as just an angry black man. Oh, I hate the country, blah, 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 and that's not the case. What I think Kaepernick has tried to do is kind of fine-tune and tweak his message so that it could be understood by a lot of other people so that he doesn't, quote-unquote, offend anyone, and they'll know exactly where he's coming from.
Well, any statement that you make can always offend somebody.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, it's a no-win situation. And the reason why I brought this topic up again, because on our show last week, we got a lot of tweets and a lot of questions. And like this one, the most from Justin Hoggs, he tweeted to us that Kaepernick didn't respect troops by not standing. Disrespecting the troops would be like sending them to die in a grain-fielded war or something. And I thought about that, like, that is so true. When Bush sent the troops to Iraq and other countries to die in a war that was unnecessary, yes, there was a few protests, but was not like a major outrage. So a man that's sitting down and disrespecting the flag on the national anthem, everybody's going crazy, going nuts. Now, does that make sense in this society today?
No, it doesn't. And see, the problem is that everybody keeps making that equation that if somebody said something about the like you said, with the national anthem or the way certain things are, the first thing that pops up is you're disrespecting the troops, you don't know what they've gone through, they've died for you to do such and such and such. And it is true. The troops, whether you agree in the politics of how it happened, the troops are overseas in the middle of war zones that we can't even think of, dying and spilling their guts for us to have the freedom to, for us to have this podcast, or for anybody to walk around and have the freedom that they have. But that's not what Colin Kaepernick is talking about. And I think what we end up having now is because of that schism that we have between the races and between a lot of people that either understand what Kaepernick is coming from, the people that can associate with what he's coming from, and the people that don't understand where he's coming from that are of a different race, they don't have that bonding adhesive to stick together so that they can hear what the other person is saying without it becoming divisive and between the bickering and all of the name-calling and all the other stuff. You can have a different cultural background and still understand what people are going through if you listen.
All right. So, K-Dog, I see you. K-Dog, I see you. We'll get to you in a minute. So, to Anitra, how do you think, in your opinion, Kaepernick should handle this situation or go out to send out his message if we don't, if we do not agree with him sitting down during the national anthem?
People obviously got the wrong message because people are going to think that he's sitting down, like Sean said, everyone's going to bring up the troops and people bled for the flag, and there's other ways to do things. You know, he could have, like Muhammad Ali's wife said in her speech, could have, you know, helped out an organization, could have donated to the right areas. There are things
that
he could do.
He did donate money. He did donate $1 million.
But there were things that you can do that would help. For instance, where I live, we have a large courtyard. My building is split up into four different sections. And I noticed today when I was running my errands back and forth that, you know, there are a lot of black couples that moved into my building.
Oh man,
so
they're calling that 1-1 now.
I noticed. No, but this way, I noticed that, and that my building's very much so family oriented. So I noticed there's a bunch of kids playing around, and there were of everything. There were a handful of black kids downstairs and white, and I think it was like two or three Asian kids, and they didn't care.
Uh-huh.
No one cared. Like, they were just all playing together.
And in all reality, that's the way it really should be.
That's exactly. That's really what it needs to be at the end of the day, is this, we just need to, you know, just forget about, oh, this person's this person's that. You know, obviously not forget where you came from, not forget who you are. You know, your heritage is important.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, just realize that we really are all the fucking same.
Mm.
And realistically, when I came home, and I just sat on the steps and I'm watching these kids play, and it was just nice to see. They were just legitimately just enjoying themselves playing.
Yeah. Children, when they're young, they're not born with hatred. They're not born with racism. That's something that's taught and learned.
But exactly. But that's what we need to do, is just continue to educate, raise our children to not see the difference in color or anything else, just to see the person that's standing in front of them.
Okay, K-Dog, hopefully you're still sober enough right now from partying all day and all the weekend. So it is Labor Day weekend. So K-Dog,
yeah, it is Labor
take
Day
it away.
Weekend. Hey, everybody. First of all, I just got to say good evening to everybody. How's everybody doing? How is Labor Day? But now that you're on the topic about Colin Kaepernick, Anitra, I like very much what you said. I'll get to that later. But first up, like I said last week, everyone is entitled to protest in his or her own way. What Colin Kaepernick is doing, I agree with it. I mean, listen, the same thing has happened many times before. Of course, everybody knows about what happened in the 1968 Olympics, where Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their fist in protest to the treatment of black people here in America, and there was a whole lot of hoopla over it. And of course, in 1996, and I'm sure, Sean, you know, being that you know sports, you remember what Muhammad Rauf did during the national anthem in the 1996 season.
Yeah.
And he was suspended for it because he says he refuses to salute the flag. Now, what Colin Kaepernick is doing, he's taking a stand against what's going on here in the country. I mean, of course, there has been instances with police officers who have murdered on black people, and those police officers have been getting away with it, especially with what happened with Trayvon Martin. And we've seen this kind of injustice that's happened time and time again. When Colin Kaepernick decided to protest against the national anthem, you have to remember what he was protesting against, especially who Francis Scott Key, who wrote the national anthem, who he was. Remember, this was someone who stood up against abolition of slavery. This is someone who was a flat-out racist. And with all of this coming in the forefront,
Hold on, K-Dog. He was a slave owner, not a racist.
Yeah.
Slave owner and racist could be mean two different
things. But also, remember, he also wrote some very racist lyrics in the national anthem.
True. Well, let's keep in mind he's a slave owner and a racist.
Okay,
I could be a slave owner and not a racist
right.
at the same time.
He was a slave.
Anisha B and Shaw are slaves. You know that. I'm not racist.
Yeah. Well, also remember, in the midst of all of that, he also later on in his life became a lawyer and he actually fought to free slaves. So.
Yeah. Later on.
But the fact is, he did it.
Yeah.
But however, with that being said. What Colin Kaepernick is doing, I have to say that I applaud him. You know, he has every right to. Even today, they even asked the president about it, and he said he's practicing his constitutional rights.
All right. I think my main issue is that, once again, America, people in general, get upset over the wrong things. I'm like, we're entitled to get upset of everything. But why America's not upset, like, when a police officer kill an armed black person, a lot of people get upset. But when a cop get killed, the ratio of people get upset goes 10 times as high.
Yeah.
But cops have killed more people compared to people killing cops. The number doesn't evenly match. So how can someone explain that concept to me? I think that's what I'm confused at.
Yeah, because
are we getting upset at the wrong thing?
Because you know what? And I'm not saying anything against police officers. I'm not bad-mouthing all police officers. I'm not painting all police officers the same brush. But however, Hot Rod, you did bring up a good thing because nobody ever says condemn the officer who committed the crime. You'll see protesters going out there, but on the national stage, like, today I was in a neighborhood where I saw a lot of blue ribbons, you know, saying that blue lives matter. But however, you know, you have to understand something, and I'm not trying to be biased against anybody when I say this. Like, what Colin Kaepernick is doing is taking a stand. And, you know, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, yes, Black Lives do matter because there has been many instances of murder of black people in this country that has gone unpunished. And, you know, that whole thing came out, that whole Black Lives Matter came out after Trayvon Martin. And, you know, what Colin Kaepernick is doing, he has a right to take a stand against the flag because, you know, some people say, why should I wave the flag, especially when I'm living in a country where I'm being ostracized? You understand
what I'm
saying?
Anisha, do you agree?
Yes and no. The only reason why, what I don't agree with, which I think is really interesting, is the only time it matters, quote unquote, is when it's racial. No one ever publicizes when the cop is black or minority, then that's the only time it matters. That's why I think it's a bit hypocritical. Because I never hear anything on social media when the cop is black or minority. It's not even news.
But I'll say
no
this,
one gets upset.
No, nobody does.
I don't
does.
Hear anybody on our panel complaining about that. The only time people seem to get upset is when it's newsworthy. Which to me, I'm sorry, it's hypocritical.
Well, let me just answer that question. Let me just answer that. You see, there have been instances where black cops, now notice I didn't say white cops, I didn't say
the race of the cops.
Like, what about the shooting that happened this morning at Juve?
Yeah, there have been shootings in Juve.
And yeah, there was three, and a stabbing.
Three, okay, yeah. We all know what goes on in Juve.
But that's
however,
what I'm saying. Like, the only time people get upset and when it matters is when it's racially motivated, which to me is bullshit. Because I'm sorry, but there's psychos everywhere.
Well, you know
on
what it is?
On both ends of the fence.
Well, you know what it is, though? When it comes to all these things that's going on, especially when it comes to violence, people need to realize that, yes, it's real out there. It's real out there. And, you know, time and time again, we never try to bring that up. But people are not going to bring it up because they're like, man, why should I bring this up for? Oh, it's just one thing that happened. It wasn't anything bad, but...
And people can't complain when you're not taken seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
You either can see when a child is murdered, that bothers me. I couldn't give a damn if the shooter was white, black, purple. I don't care. There's something wrong with that. But if it's only going to bother you when it's racially motivated, I'm not going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to think you're a fucking joke.
And
well,
a lot of times you hear that happen seemingly only during an election cycle also. That's another
exactly.
time that you hear those kinds
don't
of things.
And it's really sad.
Election.
The only time people get upset is when it's racially motivated. And a lot of times it's not even racially motivated. People get upset and make it racial, which to me is ridiculous. I'm not going to take you seriously then.
You know,
because it's either wrong or it's not. There's no fucking middle ground here.
Okay.
And yeah,
hold on. All right, let's talk about Brock Turner, the guy that got released from jail a couple of days ago. That served 3 months for rape. Yes, we talked about him a few months ago. How did that?
The Stanford guy, right?
Yeah.
No, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. People were upset, but more people got upset over a man that exercised his right compared to a rapist
exactly.
and only 3 months in
exactly.
jail. Exactly. That was
because it's not racially motivated. That's why it's pathetic that people do that.
And you know, this is the thing. When it comes to Brock Turner, and I have to say this in a way, you know, it seems like this. When it comes to money rules everything. Cash rules everything around me. Money rules everything. I mean, for this judge to do what he did was completely out of it was just flat out wrong. Because
yeah,
let me tell you this.
But Kato, it's not about that. It's like my thing is why people are not making more of a stand towards an action like that.
Because you know what? It's
like, we all know what's wrong.
But why not
burning robes? Why not people not going down there and throwing rocks at the judge?
Exactly.
Why?
And the judge. And you know what it is? This is the whole thing. It's all about a privilege that rules. And also, you know, everyone's focusing on what Kaepernick did. Everyone's focusing on him. But yet, you're not focusing on the fact that, you know, the media should pay attention to what this guy did. He raped a woman. A woman was raped. On school grounds,
behind a dumpster, no less.
Exactly,
and that's one of the most disgusting things out there. But
if you've heard
that expression, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The problem is that when people like the judge who went to Stanford has the power to keep another Stanford alumni from staying in jail, who in all reality should have been in jail for at least 10 years. Got 6 months and only did half of his 6 months. And
because he had good behavior. If he went by the rules, he's entitled to leave free, right?
Yes.
Leave earlier, right?
Yeah, if you go by the rules that the judge sets, which is we don't want to hurt your reputation. We know that you've been in jail. He made a mistake. Those kinds of things shouldn't stay there. And it has no correlation. Well, forget about what Brock Turner is going through. What about the female victim who wrote that 72-page, as far as her feelings goes and what she went through and all of the things that she's got to deal with? She's got to deal with that for life. The judge
exactly.
didn't think one iota about the victim.
Experience.
They thought about, well, he's an alumnus. We don't want to ruin his life. We don't want to ruin his career. That kind of thing. And if you're going to make that correlation between him and Colin Kaepernick and the perceived outrage or lack thereof, when the media has all of the cards as to what's important and what isn't, when it's especially when it's social media important, those are the kinds of things that are starting to dictate what's going to be put on the media and what's going to be in the press. It's what's in the social media pages that almost determines what's popular in the news now.
Okay, but Sean, you just mentioned all the negative, and right now we're talking about Colin,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing but mostly positive. Like, yes, he made his action, but yes, he donated money, like we said. He gave book bags out. He's taking action. So, but nobody don't care about what he's doing good right now. It's more about the negative.
Exactly.
So,
and good news doesn't sell. Good news never sells papers.
No, it doesn't.
It's very sad.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. It's the media. The media's there to make a profit. Come on. What sells? Come on. Doesn't trash sell?
But
is
society that much of a puppet? That we
angry
over a flag, over a national anthem, compared to
exactly.
the woman being raped behind
dumpster. Exactly. Think about what that woman went through. Think about her traumatic experience. But no one's thinking about that. We're all throwing our energy due to the fact that, hey, there's an athlete out there who's standing against the American flag. Yeah, we're supposed to get angry about it. But yet, this bum raped a girl behind the dumpster and got caught doing it too. But it doesn't get that much media coverage, does it?
Yeah, but you also have to remember we're also in a society that cannot allow anyone that has a different point of view to not bring it up without being denigrated by the masses if it's not something that the majority wants to hear. Where
exactly.
we're hearing about rape and we're hearing about a misjustice to a female who is going to live with the scars of this the rest of her life, that's not even brought up. It's not even an issue anymore in the eyes of most people, whereas the Colin Kaepernick thing has been going on, like you said, Hot Rod, for over 2 weeks, and it's going to go on throughout the whole season and probably longer than that because of the climate of the country right now. That's where the attention is, and because social
mm-hmm.
media dominates what things are, and that kind of dictates who's putting all of the ammunition into what we want to hear, what we want to see, that's what's going to be given the bulk of the attention, whereas the Brock Turner story is buried in the middle of the newspaper somewhere, when it should probably be on the front page.
Yeah, I remember I talked to Sean a few days ago because I was watching a Colin interview. I'm like, wait a minute. Football is like, 4 days away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why we are not talking about football? Why our greatest season is coming upon us. We worry about a man sitting down. What happened to the concept of football? Why
nobody's
he,
talking about it because it's sensational.
Why is he making a storyline? I think I'm very confused why this is a storyline. Why this is a headline news. I think I'm very confused about that. Like I said before, with all the problems in the world, like I'm running low on vodka. Why are we focusing on Colin?
Yeah.
You know.
It's really Hot Rod. That's a problem. I didn't know that was a problem.
Yeah, that's a major problem. Trust me.
Yeah.
No, that's a big, huge issue.
Yes.
I would be highly upset.
Yeah, the news,
yeah.
The news media, I think a lot of people tend to realize that you have to really think about, one, where you get your news from, who's giving you the news, and what's in it for that news medium itself. Because a lot of companies that provide news, you don't know what sponsors may have some sort of conflict of interest with a particular news organization, and they try to come up front as a news media that you can trust. But then we've heard over the years certain instances that, you know, certain journalists may have an accurate story because of something happened in the past or somewhere down the road a source changed their story. So these kinds of things you have to really, really look into. And what we're starting to see now is that social media has almost become the news now. where you can't turn on the regular channel and get the news because social media has actually done a better job of it. A website like Deadspin does a better job at getting news, and TMZ gets better certain news than the regular news itself in some instances.
Because where else? This is the thing with society now. Society has become slaves to social media. When it comes to the news, that's all they're going to get. They're going to go straight to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever have you. They'll go over there to find the news. They're not going to look at, you think they're going to watch news on television? No way. It's not going to happen.
And we're in a society where everybody's cutting the cords. Nobody's watching television anymore.
No.
So everything is on their phone and through the computer.
You know what? You know what's going on now? Yeah.
But guys, you need to understand, and Anisha will agree with this, social media is, yes, it's a wave or form, but it's the fastest and almost, to a certain degree, the most real news you will ever get.
Yeah.
You will get other people's opinion. But if you know, if you want to know someone passed away, the social media first, because the news is so slow, and we all know they pick and choose their topic, what they want to talk about, which one's more important. So social media is a thing now.
Yeah.
And can you blame social media to a certain degree? Where do we get our topics from for the show? Social media.
Even more so to actually agree with your point, Hot Rod, remember the incident that happened with the lady whose boyfriend was killed by the cop? She live fed that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
That was done live as it happened when she was getting arrested and put in the car with the boyfriend being shot. All of that was done live way before the news could even get the story. That became the story for the news. So what we're starting to see is that social media is now kind of pushing everything together to let everybody know this is what's happening. And now the news, you know, the regular cable channels and the networks are trying to catch up to what's being given to the people that are, you can say, the soldiers, so to speak, on the floor in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They've become the new reporters now.
Well, in that case, I don't blame social media. I'm like, yes, we all have to agree, social media is a new form of the devil also. There's some good parts and some bad parts.
Oh, there's
like,
a lot of bad.
Yeah, a lot of bad. People,
more bad than good. And like Anisha and I talked about yesterday, it's funny how we have a mutual friend that posts every single thing he's what she does.
Oh, my goodness.
We get it. You taking a shower. You brushing your teeth.
You went to the bathroom how many times? And, you know, I could say that, too, because there is someone who I know. I'm sure everyone knows. But she puts so much things on social media, and it's bad, man. It's bad. Everything she does is on social media. She's throwing shade at somebody. It's on social media. She's taking a walk to the park, it's on social media. I'm like, are you serious? Is that how social?
In a way, everybody does it. I've seen people who post photos. I'm standing in front of my building. Do I care that you're standing in front of your building? Like, people do it all the time. It's an outlet for people.
There's nothing wrong with it. Right.
I mean,
there's
it is to each his own.
But don't make it your whole life. Because you know one thing's for sure. When something happens, let's just say you put all that stuff on social media and it blows up in your face, people who are on social media are very cruel, and they're going to take that and stab you with it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Not everybody looks at it like that. A lot of people just look at it as, this is my life and this is how I'm living it. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's personally not my cup of tea, but there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Lotanex in the house.
Good evening.
What's going on?
Good evening, everyone.
I have a question for you, Lotanex, but I'm sure you want to say something about Colin Kaepernick first.
Well, like I said before, I mean, I respect what he's doing. I respect that he has a goal and he's focused on his message. And listen, he's standing up on his case, sitting down for what he believes in. So I commend him for that, because, especially in the NFL, when you're basically conditioned to do as you're told, and to go against that is very rare. And, a lot of other NFL players are probably, scared to do so, but at least he showed some gumption and some, you know, self-respect about himself and is doing what he needs to do.
Okay. All right. This is a long question, so give me a few minutes.
All right.
Let me say, well, this has to do with Labor Day.
Okay.
I know last year we all talk about Labor Day and all the festivities and all the good and the bad. So as Alicia said earlier, of course there were stabbing and shootings, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, in Brooklyn, New York, we will in Labor Day we have the West Indian Parade, and prior to that we have this this pre-Labor Day called Juve, where everybody gets together, dance and eat, and it's like a big old party. But every year we all crack up jokes of how many people will get shot, killed. It happens every year. This year there was more police presence, but there was still, no matter how many police you could put out there, there will always be stabbing and shooting. So here's my question, Mokhtar. Number one,
right,
should Juve stop? And number two, every year we always talk about, you always come on the show and say, we need to get together, the black community, Here's another example of how the media will portray, like, look at the black people, look at West Indians. Once again, they have to get together, another year of killing, another year of stabbing, another year of negativity going on, and we can't get together and just enjoy ourselves. There has to be some type of black cloud or some type of rain over our shoulder. How can we move on with this process? Yes, we can blame on the young people. Yes, we can blame on stupid people, no matter what. It's still a problem. And we always focus on the negative part. So, this is directly to you, but you always come on our show and say we need to get together. Look what happened again last night. There have been other parades. I mean, yes, we could talk about the St. Patrick's Day parade where there's fight between the Irish all the time because they're drunken white guys. But we have not heard any stabbing or killing that we heard of. The Puerto Rican parade, the Puerto Rican Day parade, there's been fights, of course. But we always hear the focus on the stabbing and killing of the West Indian Day parade compared to any other parade that happened in New York City. Can you explain that concept to me the best way you can?
Okay. Well, we'll try to break this down a little bit. Number one, in this whole Juve parade thing, if I'm correct, this is at least for, what, 100,000 people out in the streets? 200,000 or so?
I think 250,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now 250,000 people, right? Apparently, let's say there was like four shootings, right? So let's say around 10 people acted a fool. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at it, it's like basically 99.99995 of the people acting like they have some sense. And unfortunately, these, you know, 5 to 10 idiots want to do something stupid. Now, which leads to my thing is, where are you getting these guns from? You know what I'm saying? Because I thought they have gun licenses. So that's my bigger issue, is that we need to get these illegal guns off the street. You know what I'm saying? And now, as far as, you know, media talking down on that, listen, when there's a situation when predominantly black folk in it, the media is going to talk down about it. That's just the way it goes. We don't own the media like that. So, of course, we're going to get the negative thing put on us like that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, for canceling Juve or whatever, I don't think that's going to happen because too much money is made off of it. And number two, if you did cancel Juve, that would even be worse because basically the people that wanted to have fun won't have fun or whatever. They won't be out there. Only people going to be out there, the people who want to cause trouble. And then we cause even more trouble now. You understand? So it's like you're cutting off your nose to spite your face there. You know? And as far as me saying that people need to come together, I hope that we will come together, but I'm not naive. I know there's going to be a certain, you know, level of turnaround people that just ain't going to get it. And I ain't really trying to come together with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't come together with the righteousness and the hoodness. They can leave that shit behind. And they get enough behind for a lot of concern. And I say come together, I'm talking about the intelligent black people. Not the love of hip-hop bullshit. If you understand what I'm saying.
Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have Brother B on the line right now. Brother B?
What up, everybody? How y'all
doing? Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Well, glad that you're safe and sober from Labor Day
celebration.
No, not really. Not really. I was there with my woman, so.
Okay. So we'll talk about the killers and the stabbing. Do you think Juve should be canceled? And do you think something should be done about all this killing and stabbing and all this negatives that we get about this parade? We know it's only the West Indian parade that get all this negative, and not the other parades.
Well, I mean, the sad part is, like, we do it to ourselves, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the Puerto Rican Day Parade, they don't act like that. At the Irish Parade, they may get drunk and do wild stuff, but they don't, like, they may fight, maybe. But they don't go out there killing each other. Like, some
well,
of
then again, certain things we know of, some things we don't know of, too.
This is true.
About it.
This is true.
You know
what
I'm saying? And also, if you look at this, too, it was, as I said, 250,000 people were out there last night. And let's say and a couple and a handful of people, you know, tried to shoot. So I'm not going to say we did all this. No, it was a handful of fools. So and a gathering with 250, a quarter of a million people is going to be a handful of fools.
Well,
hold on, guys. That's the thing. Guys, let Brother B finish. I want him to talk.
All right, Brother B, go ahead, bro.
No, I mean, my thing is, I mean, he's absolutely right because, you know, but the media spotlight is always on us and not on everybody else. But
of course,
with us knowing,
that's how it works.
But with us knowing that, when are we going to wise up to the BS? Like, when are we going to get together and say, all right, listen, we need to stop all this junk because we know they're watching and let's not give them something, you know what I'm saying, to wild out about. But
because there's always
going to
be some motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? There's always
going
to be
low-life.
But here's the thing. It's like you got white trash, it's going to be black trash. It's going to be Asian trash. There's always going to be a low motherfucker doing something.
But you know what? But if you notice, as like, when did I guess like maybe 3 or 4 years, it seemed like the violence just started to escalate. Like before, it used to be peaceful. Now all of a sudden,
actually, it never really was peaceful. I understand. And listen, there's always been stuff going on. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't put out there like that.
No.
Now
everything you do is under the microscope. All due to media agendas. Like there's an agenda now to get rid of Juve or the Labor Day parade in general. There's an agenda out there.
Well, excuse me for interrupting, fellas, but you know, Hot Rod, Anitra, Sean, Brother B, Milton X, I'm just going to say this as someone who's seen Juve time and time again, and it's not happening like 4 years ago. I mean, even before then, you have people out there who do some real dumb things. I mean, okay, you have beef with that person, we're going to sell it at Juve. And we've heard about countless violent acts. And some of the acts that I've witnessed at Juve. That's why I stopped going.
But guys, a 20-year-old girl lost her life.
Yeah.
Right.
A 70-plus-old lady got shot.
Yeah.
It's like, and like, in the black community, it sounds like everyday stuff. But why is that? It's like, oh, another person got shot. Oh, well, carry on.
Yeah.
But
why is always us?
Not to interrupt. But did you watch the news today at all? They were interviewing different people from, like, they were showing about the parade and about Juve, and they're actually interviewing this young girl. She looked like she was, I'd like to say, in her 20s. And she, when they asked her about the shootings that happened on Empire or Flatbush, because that's where they happened in that little area, she was like, oh, it happens.
Yeah.
To me, I thought that was sad. She really, the way she responded to the reporter was like another day, which I find that sadder than anything else I've heard.
Yeah.
That
but
someone can
honest,
feel that is a normal occurrence.
Well, in America, it is a normal occurrence. Look at all the shootings that go on all across the country every day.
You don't have to go much further than just talk about Chicago and see what's going on over there.
Chicago, oh my God, Chicago's a war.
I thought that was so sad.
Listen. America loves its guns more than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we've always said that. But that's America. The real issue is why are we condoning it? Because, see,
exactly.
we don't seem to say much when we get killed, but let it be a white cop
or somebody else type of cop that killed one of us,
Brother
and then
B.
we ready to start on that.
Well, the difference there is, Brother B, is one, you have a state school. Listen, we expect for some reason that the cops to be better than common criminals. Now, if you say that the cops are on the same level as criminals, then your point is valid. But we expect the police to protect and serve, not to shoot us. You know what I'm saying? I could go shoot the criminal that shoots at me. I can't go shoot at the cop. You understand what I'm saying? So that's where the correlation is.
And a lot of times those police officers are held in a higher esteem that they're supposed
to
act. They're supposed to act in a way that's supposed to be above board, so that they looked at
word.
And above reproach.
Yeah,
then you remember a couple of years ago that there were police officers that got in trouble for dancing around with some of the people that were in the parade when they weren't supposed to be doing that.
Right.
So there's always that double standard.
But
there's the human error.
They got caught on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cops have danced with girls all the time.
Exactly.
But if it was not for camera phones to capture the moment, we would have not known about it.
Yeah.
And no one would have cared.
And that's where the social media has become the double-edged sword, where it can do a lot of great things, but it can also be the downfall of you as well if you're doing the wrong thing.
Well, Sean, that's not social media. That's you as an individual.
Mm.
Just like fire. Fire can, you know, heat your house up or burn it down. It's how you use it. It's like anything else. So don't mean that, oh, somebody did this. Social media don't do shit. It's you who do that shit.
Well,
like I said earlier, people are slaves to social media. That's the whole thing.
People are slaves in general.
Hold on, I have to bring this point up to Brother B, because he said this on his show and caught my attention ever since. On last week on your show, someone posted something on your Facebook, and, you know, you got a little bit upset. But he said that, and, you know, and you should say this all the time also, but I think he did a little bit more deep into it, that white people in general don't understand where we come from and vice versa. And there's something about white people make their statements about Colin Kaepernick and any other statements because they've never been through a slavery. They've never been oppressed or brutality the same way we have.
I'm not done yet, Milton. All right.
Hold on. One more statement. And there was a white professor that asked a whole crowd of white people, would you like it if you gone through the same thing that what black people are going through right now? Raise your hand, and no one raised their hand up.
So my question is,
why are we going through this BS right now? Why are white people treating black people like crap and vice versa? No to that, Brother B, y'all guys can take it now. I'm done.
Let me break this down first of all. White folk don't have to understand because at the end of the day, they know they're going to make their money off of black people. So there's no financial reason for them to care. As it says, it goes with black labor, white wealth. And then when we make a little bit of money that we do make, we end up giving it right back to them. So there's no punishment for them to be treated like crap. We could march and protest and complain and beg, basically, but that doesn't do anything. What does something is hitting them with the money. So that's why when they think money is fine, they ain't going to give a shit. That's something that we have to realize. So it's like if you kind of come up from a moral standpoint, but it's business as well. They don't have to care because we give them their money, so be it.
I see it like this. And, you know, this, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but this is just one of my observations on things. My people, black people, seem to be more interested in going to the restaurant and eating instead of actually going to owning a franchise. You know what I'm saying? Collectively. Like, they rather just, you know, everybody's on this, once again, crabs in the barrel thing. I'm better than you. I'm flossing better than you. Like, listen, I remember there was this movie years ago called Boiler Room. And it's one thing that this guy was telling the other guy in there, I think Shia LaBeouf at the time, in the movie, talking about, because they were some Wall Street brokers and he was doing some scam, and he was buying Lamborghinis and this, that, and the third. And the dude said to the other dude, he said, yo, listen. He said, don't be like them. He said, don't buy a $100,000 car and have $5 in your pocket. That's nigger money. That right there made a statement to me. That really says that this is how we're perceived, because this is some of the dumb things that we do, and a lot of us do it because they don't really care. We're not looking into the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We're just looking probably to the end of the week. Because most people, they have that day-to-day attitude. But I noticed that that's with some of my people. So we're just collecting what we can get for the day or for the week, and we're living how we're living. We're not thinking ahead. And that's the thing that it's like, yo, I mean, what more can you say to that? It's depressing. Because when you're out here, matter of fact, my lady, one of her cousins, her son, who was getting ready to leave for college, like in 2 days, he was out going to the store. He was a senior in college. He was going to the store to go get some stuff before he was getting ready to go back to college. He gets killed.
Mm. Wow.
They was doing, some kids was doing a drive-by, and he gets killed. So when stuff like that happens, when you see that happen to the people that's doing right, and then stuff that's going with the people that's doing wrong, and it seems like there's no difference, some of us don't even value ourselves. Some of us don't even care. It's like, damned if you do and damned if you don't. So Cass is like, why try? Why try? Listen, he's getting ready to go back to school, and he gets killed. So why try? I'm in these streets. I may get killed, I may not, but why try?
Wow. Sorry,
and that's why people are starting to get down.
Unfortunately, that's the prevailing poison that's been running rampant through a lot of this country. And
yes,
that's one of those things that has to happen, that has to be acknowledged.
And the question is, how did this killer get this gun? Which goes to my main point. Obviously, most likely, this person here doesn't have a gun license or anything like that.
How guns are pumped into the hood is never going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop because you know what? This is the thing.
It's a cycle.
When it comes to the hood, it's like, oh, I'm getting mine. And the thing is, we really don't. We turn the blind eye like, oh, please, man. You don't understand. We make excuses and stuff. Listen, the time for making excuses is over.
But it's also a thing of where, why should I kill you when I can give you the gun and the drugs and you can kill yourselves?
Exactly.
Well,
does that make it worse? Yes, it does.
It's like we're not even control. We can't even control our own goddamn selves.
Well, the problem is too, we don't are not allowed to own anything. That's where it comes down to from the start, because. Well, there's no such thing as an inheritance in the hood. You understand?
Well, guys, I'm sorry, guys, but I have to let you guys go. Our time is up. Try to call in earlier next time because this conversation is hot, but we have to go. I'm terribly sorry, guys.
All right.
K-Dog, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Guys.
Have a good night. Have a good night.
Hey, Sean, you got 30 seconds. What's your final thought?
The final thought is, try to stay as best as you can and pay attention to what's going on with the media, because if you pay attention to the media, you'll have an idea where your news is coming from. You'll make a better, well-educated ideal as to where you're going to get your information from. You'll form better opinions about what's going on around you.
Anisha B?
Can we just pour yourself a drink and be happy?
Okay.
Well, keep it simple. Keep it light.
You sound like Brother B from a couple of weeks ago.
Just saying, life is what you make it. You are responsible for your own destiny. You want something, then you need to get off your lazy ass and go get it.
All right. Well, I have to give a shout-out to a couple of listeners of our show from Arizona, Genevieve and Lisa Acosta, two wonderful sisters that listen to our show every time. They tweet us. We're doing a great job. Thank you so much for listening. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another great edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio with two amazing co-hosts besides myself, Sahara, with
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Good night, guys.
You know, Do you know last night that Nisha B and I went to a bar and we almost got kicked out because Nisha B was flirting with a bartender again?
No, I was not. And no, we did not. She's lying.
Oh.
Children?
I was talking about Nisha. Oops, my bad. Oh, good night, guys.
Good night.